And good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim. We're starting with Talmud Zayin. We're starting Simen Hay. The Fikach. So after, based on everything which we said up to this point, let's say Halacha L'maisa. Hayu L'fan of Mini Peiris Ubechoseim Shovin. So we're dealing with a case where the brachos are Shovah, so the rules of Kedima apply. So Ve'en B'neim Min Zayin Maktim Choviv. If there's neither of them is Shivas Aminim, so then the one which is Chaviv goes first. V'miyesh b'neim min zayin. If one of them is a Shivas Aminim, afilu chatzi pri, even if the one which is Shivas Aminim is only a partial pri, and the one which is Chaviv is a Sholem, so it has the mile of Chaviv and Sholem, even so, makdim l'varach al min zayin, avapish hasheni Sholem v'chaviv alav. So the Shivas Aminim takes precedence, even though the other one is Chaviv, and even though the other one is Sholem, Shivas Aminim will take precedence. A person has a Sholem orange, and the person has half of a grape, and he likes oranges better than grapes. He makes the bracha on the grape, which is a Shivas Aminim, and even though it's not Chaviv, and even though it's not Sholem compared to the orange. If neither is min zayin, or if both of them are min zayin, now we'll see later on. Obviously, we mentioned before as well that we say min zayin, he means the same min. If he means different minims, then there are rules of kedima based on the order of the pasuk. In a case where there's no order of kedima based on min zayin, either because they're both the same min and they're both min zayin, or they're both not min zayin, whatever min they are. Makdim Asholim. So then the Chayyarim introduces an idea that Sholem takes precedence over Chaviv. So the order of priority is Shivas Aminim. If there's no mile of Shivas Aminim, because either both are Shivas Aminim, the same min, or they are other minim which are not Shivas Aminim, so Shivas Aminim gives you no Kedima. So then the next thing we look at is whether one of them is a Sholem or not. And the one which is Sholem gets the Bracha. And then the Chayyarim speaks out explicitly, even though the one is Chaviv and the other one is a Sholem, so the Sholem takes precedence. And we explained before, because Shlemus is a mile in the item itself, whereas Chaviv doesn't really, it's not really a mile in the item, it's your relationship with the item. I mean, it's not an objective mile in the item that you could say that there's an element of Heder Mitzvah in the item itself, so that makes sense that would Shlemus would get Kedima. So that's a case where the brachas are the same. Now what about if the brachas are not the same? V'imein b'chaseim shoven. So specifically, let's talk about ha'etz and ha'dama. So the Chayyarim said before that there's no preference, there's no mile in the bracha being more mavur, eitz and hadamah, they're equal to him. So he said, mikra din, there's no kadima. I feel the hoya echad mi min zayin. Even if one of the two is from the min zayin, kagon snon ubezayas, you have a radish, which is adama, and you have a zayas, which is eitz. The zayas is also shivas aminim. It doesn't make a difference, because once in the birch shayim shabbos, so Shivas Aminim doesn't give it kedima. Ain kan kedima klal. So there's no dinim of kedima. So you can make the bracha on the radish first, if you want to. But rakapanim yivarcha min zeh shuchaviv alav achshav. But we said before that according to the Rambam, that chaviv applies even in the case of ain birch shayim shabbos. So according to the Rambam, so we should give kedima to Chaviv, and since the one who disagrees holds you can do whatever you want, so we say, well, according to the Rosh, you can do whatever you want. According to the Rambam, you should be makdim the Chaviv, so therefore you should be makdim the Chaviv. The Rambam's definition of Chaviv is different than the Rosh's. The Rosh's definition of Chaviv is that which is generally Chaviv to the person. The Rambam's definition of Chaviv is that which is Chaviv to him right now. If we're going to be makbid on the Rambam and follow Chaviv in a situation where the not Birchoseim Shovin, we should be makdim what's chaver to me right now. So the Chayyadim points out in the parentheses. So now you're good. The Rambam says you always look at the chaviv based on what it is now. And that's true according to the Rambam, whether the brachas are the same or not. According to the Rosh, you can do whatever you want. So I can choose to be makdim the chaviv, which is what I did. Okay. Now, venerally, the Chayyadim addresses a case where you seem to have two different scenarios of Chavivis, etc. And we'll leave that for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.